All right. My name is Claudia Fagan. I'm a physician from the Cook County Bureau of Health Services. And we're talking about some of the things that have happened in the Cook County Bureau of Health Services in the past year. But we say it presented as a case study because all public health in this country is in trouble today. And what's happened at Cook County has been fairly dramatic, but I think that it's a reflection of where public health is in this country and the safety net in particular. So, here we are. The National Association of Public Hospitals, if you will, is the bedrock of the safety net in this country, represents a large percentage of the beds that are provided for the vulnerable population. Three of the hospitals in Cook County, Provident, Oak Forest, and Stroger, are depicted here. Just to give you, remind you that if county collapses, as it's in great danger of doing right now, there's a huge gaping hole. I'll try to stay with the analogy. Huge gaping hole that will be created in the safety net. And so I need to remind you is that the public hospitals in this country provide the place for the most vulnerable of our population. And then I'll try to remind you, and it's the hardest thing to get the public to see, is that therefore, without a single paycheck, many of us would join the patients in the public health system. Cook County is a large system, and we are funded by the government of Cook County. And the government of Cook County health represents 27%, the red portion of the pie chart. Public safety representing the court systems, juvenile justice, the Cook County Sheriff's Police, a lot of the functions that we talk about, what this meeting is all about. But it's important to see that health being a large portion and not necessarily well-funded. Now, a lot of people would choose to blame the current problems in county on the new government, the new regime that was elected. I shouldn't say it's a new regime, but the newly elected group that came in this past December. And I would say to you that looking at the fund balance for the Cook County, you could see that we were getting there long before that. The fact that it's so dramatic in fiscal 2007, just shows that it finally came to light. But people should have been concerned many years before when the fund balance began to fall or decrease rather dramatically. It is clear that we're in a deep hole at this point, but it's not that it just opened up like a sinkhole. We were sliding there for a long time. So a lot of people blame what's happened to Cook County with things that occurred, the loss of the intergovernmental transfer, the IGT. I'll remind you that the Clinton administration in August of 1999 passed legislation that was going to discontinue the intergovernmental transfer program. I would say that the state of Illinois was probably one of the most effective in terms of using intergovernmental transfer money to provide health. While in some parts of the country, intergovernmental transfer money was used for building roads, building golf courses, building parking lots. In Cook County, we were very efficient at figuring out how to match these dollars. These are intergovernmental transfers, a program that allows local municipalities to take federal money and match it. I shouldn't call it like a money laundering scheme, but it was a way that allowed it was a legal money laundering that allowed a lot huge influx of cash to come to local governments. And the state of Illinois, particularly Cook County, used that money to expand services, to build an ambulatory network of clinics, to help build a new hospital. to expand public health. And part of the problem with where Cook County is today comes from the fact that we got fat on that cash and felt like it was always going to be there. And there is a sense within Cook County that someone will always come to bail us out, that we've been here before, and when things get bad enough, somebody will open up their wallet and provide the cash, whether, you know, some tax or some influx of cash. So part of the problem is that in 1999, when the decision was made that the IGT money would go away, no strategic planning occurred to decide what we're going to do when that money is no longer available. That's a reality. And I think a lot of people believe something would happen, something would change, and somehow there would be cash available at the end to continue things as they had always gone. So the problem, one of the other problems is that we're living in a political environment that is not necessarily receptive to the needs of public health. And while we did escape some of the changes that were projected for public aid, in other words, this legislation did not succeed. In other words, we did not move to a cost-based reimbursement for Medicaid. That will come up again. And that's what threatens public health throughout this country. It threatens public systems throughout the country. L.A. County estimated that they would lose between $200 and $300 million. It was harder for us in Cook County to even estimate how much we would lose because of some of the difficulties we have in terms of counting and tracking the dollars that are available for us to collect. But I will say to you, and something that we have to say to the voters of Cook County, is that this shows that county taxes are relatively low. And I'll show you in the next slide what it is proportionate to other parts of the country. But if you look at property taxes and look at our sources of revenue, taxes are a very small portion of the dollars that we use. This green bar reflecting the dollars that come from taxes that support things that I showed in the initial pie chart, the public health, public safety, and health. And if you look compared to the other large system, Cook County is a relatively small in terms of the dollars that we pay, tax dollars we pay for the system we have. Up until a couple of months ago, we still charged nothing for our medications, only recently having begun just a couple of months ago to charge a service charge. We don't call it a copay, but a service charge for prescription drugs. And our billing was fairly poor in terms of collecting revenue from the patients that we see. Last year, we had a $500 million shortfall. We did some refinancing that saved $150 million. And that left us with a $350 million remaining shortfall. What began this implosion was the decision that we would have to cut 17% from the budget. And you have a choice when you have to look at cuts like that. You're talking about making a cut across the board. And some people might say, rather than bleeding the patient to death, it would be easier to cut off an arm or a leg and discontinue one service completely rather than savage all of the services to the extent that they aren't able to function. That sort of thinking was not well received, and decisions were made that cuts would have to go across the board. We began that process. It was a rather violent process and resulted in total disruption of the system. And you're going to hear about some of the impact that came from that decision. Ultimately, the 17% cut was not made. Ultimately, we weren't even able to make really a 12% cut, which is what we were instructed to. It dropped down. But as a result of the looking at plans and ways in which to make these cuts, We had to look at all programs and look at all providers. And a lot of things that used to happen in Cook County Bureau of Health Services had to go away. So, what is the Cook County Bureau of Health Services? It's the people of Cook County. It's Stroger Hospital. It's Provident Hospital, which is our community hub. Stroger Hospital being the traditional Cook County hospital, many of you recall. It is CIRMAC Health Services, which is the largest single correctional health center in the country. It's Oak Forest Hospital. It's the Ambulatory and Community Health Network. It's the Core Center. And it is the Cook County Department of Public Health. So, Stroger Hospital, which is located on the west side, this is our nice, new, beautiful hospital, one of the few new public hospitals, opened in December of, I believe, 2002. We have over 150 ER visits, one of the largest trauma centers in the country. Admissions of over 22,000, an average daily census of over 300. And what's happened with the implosion has been the loss of many specialists. Some of our best and brightest have left. Loss of residency programs, which have lost their accreditation. Just in the past week, the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology was instructed by our RRC to expeditiously close their program. Provident Hospital, where Daniel Hales Williams performed the first open heart surgery, has the second busiest emergency department in the city of Chicago, a small community hospital. Average census in fiscal 05 was 77, down to 58 patients, down to 1.5 births a day. The Core Center, which is the largest HIV provider in the nation, over 4,700 visits a year, has had a 10% cut in services. And Oak Forest Hospital, a long-term care facility, had to close 200 long-term beds. People who had lived there, had been there for more than 10 years, were turned out to nursing homes, and was the elimination of long-term care. An entire leadership of CIRMAC Health Center was dismissed. They have an average daily census of 10,000. 30% of those people leave in 72 hours. And only 25% of those people stay for more than 30 days. So we provide emergency visits, dispensary visits. It's the largest provider of mental health services in the state of Illinois. So what is the diagnosis for the Cook County Bureau of Health Services? We have inadequate information management, poor reports. It's difficult to figure out what we're doing, who we're seeing. There's never been any long-term budget planning. We have budget targets that exist on paper only. We have rapidly escalating costs, rapidly escalating volumes as the number of uninsured increases by 1,000 people a month in this country. The Cook County Bureau of Health Services has long been one of the bastions of the Chicago Democratic Party, who has in charge of all the spending and makes all the decisions. We've had poor operational leadership, and the medical staff has been very narrowly focused on their particular interests, much more difficult for them to see the larger picture. We have labor leadership that's been focused more on contract issues. When you're focused on maintaining the job and positions of your workers, it's difficult to see the community as a whole and how they're threatened. And so these groups that may have worked together in the past have failed to come together in a way that might have helped us build some coalitions and help some different decisions be made. And we're going to go into greater detail.